I told everybody we were going to talk to you because you're a former disc jockey, so we can.
Oh, and don't forget station owner.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah, he was the DJ and the boss. So you've done it all, right?
Seems like it.
All right. Well, we're gonna. I guess you're gonna be at the Jackson County Fair. You and your buddies, you and your cousins, are gonna be there at the Jackson County Fair here on Sunday night. So we're all excited about that.
Well, I sure hope so, because if they don't show up, I went for no reason.
Okay, everybody show up, because Jeff's going to turn around and go on the bus. I expect a few people are going to show up, Jeff. So.
Well, I know we've had some good shows there in your area, and I'm looking forward to doing another one.
Well, they've been talking about it. I go out, you know, do these things for the radio station. People have been talking about it for the last 6 months. You guys going to be in Alabama? Yeah, we're going to be there. So, are you in Fort Payne right now?
Actually, I moved over on the lake. It's a 68,000-acre lake at Gunnersville. It's about 45 minutes from Fort Payne.
I've been there. I used to work for a little while. I worked in Birmingham, so we'd go up there. That's a big, long lake up there, isn't it?
It sure is, and I enjoy it.
But there's some great bass fishing on that lake. There's no question about that.
That helps.
If there's younger kids who've never seen Alabama in concert, you got to go see them. And they're a great lesson in stick-to-itiveness, because you guys, in the beginning, when Alabama was formed, you three, I mean, it didn't happen right away. It took you several years to actually get up to where you're successful, right?
Our overnight success took around 8 years.
That's right.
Long nights.
Because you played a lot of like bars in Myrtle Beach. I know you guys played down there for a long time. And I remember when I was in Birmingham, they told stories about you guys playing a lot of local bars there. So you just got to keep plugging away. And sometimes you had to go away and come back and try it again, right?
Well, I think I have to credit Brad Paisley with that, because the motivation, you know, to go back into the studio and sing with him on the old Alabama.
Yeah.
I think probably got us, or gave us the fever again.
Who do you like? Who do you guys like, or who do you like in country music right now? Do you have any of the newer groups that you're a big fan of?
Well, I tell you, I think Paisley's still putting out commercial stuff.
And, oh, yeah.
And he does a really good job. Everything's first class, little Brad.
It's like the bridge between old and new, I think, these days.
Yeah, I cringe when I see a guitar and water together.
That's right. Do you have a favorite Alabama song that you enjoy doing every night when you guys get out there?
Now, I used to say my favorite song was the one highest on the charts this week, but we ain't had one of those in a while. So I have to transfer that to the... You play a song and you take the energy from the crowd, put it back into your show.
Yeah.
And that seems to work for us.
I'd say if you're going to play like Tennessee River and Mountain Music, and if you're going to play in Texas, those are my favorites, so you got to do those on Sunday, okay?
Pretty much, yeah. We do all the old, well, with 43 number ones, it's hard to pick a bag of bad ones.
Yeah, how do you pick? I mean, you can't do 43 songs. How many songs do you play in the concert?
Probably about 23 or 24.
Do they rotate around, or you just have a set list that you usually do?
Well, there's kind of a skeleton list, and then we pick and choose, you know, fill in the holes.
All right, well...
We've played enough shows, we know about what they like.
Yeah, I bet. At this point, 30 years in, I hope so, yeah. All right, well, we'll let you go. We're going to see you on Sunday night.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Jeff.